people, it's Melissa.
And Nadine.
And welcome to our podcast, The Tapestry of Your Life. We are excited to bring to you today the topic of how to function in the blessing. Because last time we talked about how to be in the blessing flow. So now you can be in the flow and know how to operate to the best of your ability.
Right. And if you didn't listen last time, we encourage you to go back and listen to the previous episode. But if not, just a quick recap. In order to be in the blessing flow, you have to be in the family of God.
Yes.
And how do we be in the family of God?
So you go through the process of salvation. You accept Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior. So you can say something along the lines of like, Lord Jesus, I believe that you died on the cross for me and that your blood forgives my sins, that I am forgiven. And I believe that you rose from the grave and that you are seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father. And you say, I receive like your forgiveness and I invite you into my heart. And yes. Bam, he's in your heart.
Yes. And he makes you a brand new creature.
Yes.
2 Corinthians 5:17 talks about becoming a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's one of my favorite things.
Yes.
The old is passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
Yeah.
So now that we're in the blessing flow together, how do we function or operate? You know, sometimes you've seen like someone gets thrown into the pool.
Yep.
And
I've been thrown in and also thrown in others.
And sometimes that person just either doesn't know what to do or how to function in a pool of water, or they just don't want to be there and they like are mad. And so they refuse to cooperate with the elements of the water or with the other people in the pool.
Right.
Something like that. Right. So they would not be functioning or operating in the flow of what's going on in the pool.
Correct.
Because they were dropped in against their knowledge or will or whatever. Yeah. Right.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah. So we're going to be educated today so we're not thrown unknowingly into the blessing flow, but we are being skilled, like skilled swimmers.
Yes.
And we're going to flow or skilled, you know, there's different flows. There's airflow. So a skilled pilot or those hang gliders, like they know how to flow with the
currents in the air.
Yeah.
And this goes along with obedience. Like to be a skilled swimmer, you have to like listen to the coach.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And you have to repeat. It's not a one-time.
Practice, yeah.
One-time, okay, I did that once. No, it's a repetition. So number one, I think there's 8 things. Number one, know how to rest. I love that that was the first thing.
Right? Me too.
Did that surprise you?
Yeah.
It surprised me too. How to function. You're thinking like, something I'm going to have to do. I need to learn to rest.
Yeah. I remind myself of that often, to just rest and not like always be, like not to be anxious for something else to do or to happen.
Yes.
You know, just to rest in the peace of God.
Yes. So Pastor Doug shared the reason we rest is because everything in the blessing has been done. The work has been done. Jesus said, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. Matthew 11:28-30 says, Jesus said, come to me and I will give you rest. So we're resting in God's will, which we find in his word. And Matthew 11:28-30 continues, Jesus will give us rest and we will find rest for our souls. And you were mentioning about your mind, like our mind, will, and emotions.
Right.
So the first thing is rest. We have the example of God created the earth, the worlds in 6 days. He rested on the 7th day because everything was done.
Yeah.
And so that's our example. Number two, exercise or operate in your authority. So we here at Victory Christian Fellowship, we're all reading the book, The Believer's Authority by Kenneth E. Hagin. I encourage you to get that book.
It's an excellent book.
And we're learning the skills of and the knowledge of what is our authority. Like, what have we been given as believers and how to operate in it. So the main thing is, speak God's words out of your mouth.
Well, and that's what Kenneth E. Hagin said in his book, The Authority of the Believer. Like, he got a revelation about authority when he started confessing the scriptures out loud from his own mouth. And he just repeated them every day, at least twice a day, at least, like, in the morning and in the evening. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, he just got it. He goes, and everything changed in his life.
Yes. So it's very important.
Yes.
Powerful. It's part of the powerful blessing flow. Then we are blessed for something, Pastor Doug said. So find your something and do it.
Yeah.
I like that. God blesses us for something. Find your something and do it.
Well, yeah, because if you're in the flow, it's going to be overflow. So overflow into something or for something.
Yes.
Like, so that way your flow has a direction too.
Right. Absolutely. So number three, functioning in the blessing flow, we have power over evil spirits.
Amen.
Jesus gave us the power to trample on all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt us.
Yeah.
I don't have the reference. Oh, I do. Luke 10:19. I make this odd. I don't have it, but I put it in a different spot. But sometimes when Pastor Doug's on a roll.
Oh, the scriptures just come out.
Yeah. Luke 10:19. There it is. Power over evil spirits. That's the third thing, to stay and to operate in the blessing flow. So rest, authority, and power. Number four, we need to know how to drink living water.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
It is. I think that's one of my favorites.
Yes. So there were several references actually here. It's so odd. I have them in a different spot. John 4:14. That would be about the woman at the well, I believe.
I think so.
And Jesus was telling her, drink the living water that I give you, and you'll never thirst again.
Yeah.
So never thirst references you'll be fully satisfied. Is John 4:14.
Yes. Or that's what it says. But if anyone drinks the living water I give them, they will never thirst again and will be forever satisfied.
So we need to learn how to drink the living water.
Yes.
How do we drink the living water, Melissa? What are your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts, one is like participating, so putting stuff up to your mouth. So I would think confessing is one of the things, you know, mm-hmm. and like chewing and meditating on the word. So it says in Joshua, like, don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. So when we speak, speaking the word of God is one of the main ways that you drink living water. Because also hearing yourself speak it, like, brings faith, because hearing the word of God brings faith.
Yeah.
So you, like, build yourself up, and your body's hearing you speak it, and it's like an anchor, right? Like, the word of God anchors everything. It's how the world was built, through words. So speaking that word of God, it gives, like, an anchor for other things to happen.
Yes. And then number five, after we learn how to drink living water, number five is we need to partake of the bread of heaven. John 6:48-51, Jesus said, I am the bread of heaven. So how do we partake of the bread of heaven?
I think it's very similar. So, but like we mentioned in one of our previous podcasts about like relationship and fellowship, like participating with the bread of heaven, bread of life. I mean, it is reading the word and praying the word, but I also think like having that relationship with Jesus, like talking with him. Like when they mentioned breaking bread, like they're talking about like eating together and
right.
talking with one another.
Right.
And like you're sitting down and having a meal together and that kind of thing.
Right.
Or making an agreement or a covenant, something along those lines. It revolves around conversation and relationship.
Yes. I was just thinking how Jesse sent his son David to check in on his brothers who had been at war with the Philistines. And he sent bread and cheese. Like, I just thought before we had this point, I was thinking, well, they just needed to have something to eat. But I just wonder if Jesse was planning on the brothers sitting down and having a meal with David and having the fellowship and, having that conversation, enjoying the relationship, building it,
Yeah.
that Jesse had some wisdom there, that would have given, them the
Strength
strength,
to carry on
the
and keep going.
confidence. That would have given them, if they would have agreed together, they would have had the power of agreement. So it wasn't just to satisfy their physical hunger, but it was an opportunity to partake of bread together for fellowship and relationship.
Well, I mean, how often do we do that? Like, that's what pretty much all of our holidays are about, is getting together with family, with friends, with neighbors. Like, when it's July 4th and you're having picnics and parties, or Thanksgiving and Christmas time, like, everybody gets together and eats food.
Right.
Like, that's typically the main focus, because it does bring that aspect of fellowship and agreement and catching up and all of those kinds of things. Like, there's intentionality behind it.
And that's what we do with our book clubs here at Victory, is we have food. We serve lunch, and then we sit around and discuss the books and whatever else we want to discuss as we get to know one another and build relationship. But food is part of that.
And it definitely like breaks the ice, I think. Even though we all know each other pretty well at this point and we're still continuing to learn new things, it's still a good way to like enter in, feel relaxed and at home, and your belly's full, so you just open up a little bit.
All right. So number six is walk in the life of God. John 10:27 talks about newness of life. Live for God. He is Lord. Jesus said, I give them eternal life. My sheep hear my voice and they follow me. I like John 10. All right. And then number seven, walk in the peace of God. So we
A lot of
have.
exercising after we just ate bread and add water. Time to walk.
Last three are walk. I like that. So walk in the peace of God, John 14:27. We align ourselves with God, the way God thinks, what God's focus is. Like Jesus said, I'm here to do my Father's will. I only say what I hear him say, and I only do what I see him do. And then number eight is walk in the prosperity of God. So we have Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord your God. It is God who gives me the power to get wealth, that he made and established the covenant that he swore to our fathers. So even just remembering Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they're often mentioned together. The strength of prosperity of the generations established, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and how we're grafted into that same family. So those are the eight ways to operate in the flow of the blessing: rest, authority, power,
Power.
drink, partake of the bread, walk in the life of God, walk in the peace of God, and walk in the prosperity of God.
I like it. Lots of action words.
And you think about Abraham's life, he did a lot of walking.
Yeah, because the walking is what led to like the possession.
All right, so we're gonna get walking.
We are.
Walking and talking.
Yes. Awesome. Thank you, everybody, for listening.